We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you think it's a Kevin Stefanski decision that Shador's starting this Friday?
It's a good question, because I think we've both kind of been living with the idea that it's not like it doesn't feel like Stefanski's bending over backwards to try to give Shador a bunch of opportunities, but maybe the light went on for him. You know, Shador's been consistent all throughout this training camp. And again, I don't want to get too crazy about it only because this is because Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett are injured. Like, we still have to remind ourselves of that in the back of our brain, but this is an opportunity. That's all we could have asked for.
I mean, I think that, okay, if I'm following the logic that it's Kevin Stefanski's decision, and I'll give him that, sure, there's a risk, there's a downside here that we do have to get to that I don't know that, or maybe they've dismissed. But I mean, listen, if Dylan Gabriel got a bigger chance to make a big swing at the week one starting job because Kenny Pickett got injured, if a fair amount of those reps went to Dylan as opposed to just backloading them more on Joe Flacco, I guess it would make sense that that same flow of logic, well, Kenny's not going to be in the game on Friday, Dylan's not going to be in the game, give the kid the start.
Yeah, I mean,
so that is at least consistent with what they've done with the other quarterbacks.
Well, so this is why I was so adamant about everything at 2 o'clock, because in my opinion, they didn't really have much of a choice or much of an out. It's like, if you wanted to go with Tyler Huntley, that's fine, but you had to understand what exactly you were doing with Tyler Huntley. You're giving him opportunities and reps to a guy that's not going to be here 3 weeks from now, instead of somebody that you are trying to sell us, at least the idea, that you're trying to grow and you're trying to see get better. Like, this is the chance to give him opportunities and reps, and that's what it's all about, and they're at least taking advantage of it.
This is just where we pump the brakes a little bit for the Shahive here. Remember, just because he's starting doesn't mean he's going to get the amount of reps you want. And just because the plan is to start him doesn't mean if he looks disastrous in their opinion, got to continue to go from their opinion tomorrow with the ones that all of a sudden he might not have the plan altered there for Shador specifically on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, again, everything's still up in the air, I guess, in theory. Do I think that Shador is going to just face plant in these opportunities? I don't. I tend to think he's going to look pretty good, but
I mean, just real quick to that, this is a significant jump. Like, there is a part of me that wonders if you're actually putting Shador in a position to succeed where the guy is throwing to ball boys and imaginary teammates a week ago, and now he's going against ones because Carolina is starting.
Last Friday he went up against ones.
How many? It wasn't it five snaps or five?
He still went up against ones, though.
That's, I mean, it's a huge jump week over week. I'm not saying, by the way, I'm just saying, like, that should maybe tamp down our expectations a little bit.
But that's the whole point. It's a preseason game. And again, we can talk about Wednesday a little bit differently if you want. But like for Friday, it's a preseason game against the Panthers. Like, it's not. This is when you get to see what he can do. If he can rise to the occasion, then great. And if he doesn't, if he just absolutely just flounders in it, all right, then you learn that lesson as well. Who was it? I think it was Mary Kay said this season was all about a fact-finding mission. Well, if you're going on a fact-finding mission, these are the type of things you have to find out. These are the facts that you can gather. And in throwing them with the ones, you get a pretty golden opportunity to see how he handles this. And again, if he fails it, then all right, at least you learn that he fails it.
Yeah, well, but
then you're back to the drawing board a little bit.
The only thing I would say with that is too many people have talked about the now being the totality of this thing. Like, a fact-finding mission has many checkpoints. So this actually isn't even specific to Shador anymore. It's this idea of, like, yes, Joe's the starter. It's like every conversation I've heard from Cleveland media at large. Well, no, I'll make Cleveland sports talk that isn't this show has been recency bias. Joe had a good day yesterday. I guess Joe's the starter. Oh, Dylan had a bad day. I guess he's no longer in it. Like it has been wild to watch a town. We had months to prepare for this quarterback kerfuffle. And to watch people live and die with this, fans, that's one thing. But other shows, to watch them live and die with this, as if, like, guys, if Shador has a bad day on Friday, it doesn't mean he's cooked. It means he had a bad day. It means the Browns, on some level, were right that he wasn't ready for prime time. If Shador has a good day on Friday, I don't know definitively, it means he's jumped, he's passed go, collects his $200, and all of a sudden he's the backup now, right? But I guarantee you that's the stake for a lot of people who are looking at this entire quarterback conundrum, the kerfuffle as it is, as a dumpster fire already.
Yeah, but here's why this Shahive is happy and why they're celebrating today and why this feels a little monumental to myself. Somebody that's been following
this.
Wait,
didn't you just put down the preseason game? You're like, it's just a preseason game.
Yeah, you let me finish, though. This is why this is important. It's important because I didn't know whether or not the Browns would be willing to go ahead and be as fluid with this situation as what they're showcasing with giving him the reps on Wednesday and giving him Friday with the preseason game. I didn't know that. They had to show that to me because up until this point, they haven't shown that they're willing to be fluid and willing to give Shador the same opportunities as Dylan Gabriel even. So, like, this is, even though it was forced on him a little bit, they could have gone Tyler Huntley. They could have continued to box in Shador. This is them showing a willingness to what they see with their eyes. There's development happening here, and here's the reward. You've done a good job. Here's your reward. Show us why we need to keep rewarding you.
So what I would say to that is tomorrow's still got to go smooth, and let's see how much he actually plays on Friday.
Of course, but like, think about it, Nick. Like, all you've asked for in this entire ordeal, fair or unfair, you've asked for a fair competition.
Mm-hmm.
You just wanted this to be an honest, fair competition among the quarterbacks. This is a step towards that. If he hadn't played and they put Tyler Huntley out there, I would make the argument that we're not doing this in a fair competition. So, like, this is them signaling to me and to everybody else, okay, we're going to reward you in a little bit of a way. Here's your cookie. Now go out there, take it, and run with it.
The only thing I would say is you still got to let him stick the landing on everything else. The only thing I would say is, like, I've made that point about this week, but in terms of the fair competition, that extends into next week. That extends into the week afterwards.
Well, so here's how you get a lot of people angry, Nick, is you give him opportunities tomorrow, you give him opportunities on Friday, he passes the bar, he clears the test, whatever you want to say, and then Dylan Gabriel's back to being healthy, Kenny Pickett's back to being healthy, and all of a sudden Shador Sanders is just an afterthought again.
I mean, you know that's what this is setting up to be until proven otherwise, right?
And it's going to get people angry. I tell you, it's going to, obvious as the day is long, it's going to get people irate if that's how this goes down.
Okay, so
it might be the fear that they had in this whole process.
So this is where I point out that I don't know that the Browns have... I don't know how much the Browns since camp began. I think in the preseason, I'm sorry, in the before camp times, I think they were doing a lot to try and tamp down the conversation on Shador. One, because they don't like the sideshow stuff. They don't like the big headline grabs, despite drafting him, knowing that was. I think they tried to do a lot of PR work to tamp this down in how they reported, how they talked about Shador. So I don't know how much they've done about that since camp began. What I will tell you is, for Shador fans, like, as much as I hope if the kid plays well, this opens up more opportunities going forward. Yeah, can Dylan get Wally pipped here if Shador looks reasonably good and Dylan didn't play just because he was battling a hamstring injury? I'm talking about the Browns side of things.
I'd say yeah, only because everyone should have an opportunity to be Wally pipped if you're not on the field, and then you all of a sudden somebody pops up and they look and they play better than you. Like, that's, you know, what's the line that everyone always uses? Your best ability is your availability. Sometimes, like, sometimes
never heard
true.
That one before. Exactly, I think I would have
right.
heard that
yeah,
one before.
If, yeah, very very original. But like, it is true. People talk about it for a reason. Like, your best ability sometimes is your availability. And right now with Shador, he's got that going for him, and he's going to be able to go, you know, showcase what he can do.
216-474-0092. Shador is reportedly starting on Friday. against the Carolina Panthers. And it should be noted, the Panthers are going to be putting their ones out there for at least a short bit, because Dave Canales, the Panthers head coach, has already talked about this. And we do have our buddy Willie P is going to be on tomorrow at 2:40. Well, they practice early in the morning, so we should have some report about
Willie
how...
Willie P's a little bit of a flamethrower, too.
He is.
That man, he calls it how he sees it and is not shy at all about it. So we're going to get some unadulterated truth out of Willie P.
Also,
and maybe
Ken,
some Mickey Mouse voices.
Ken tweeted at me. I think Ken thought I was subtweeting him with the recency bias thing.
What did he say?
Ken saying, we've been saying, so I don't know why I went grammar Nazi, Ken, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just about that part, nothing else. We've been saying Flacco was starting since week one, since he was signed. So unless you're talking about Jeff and Andy, you ain't talking about Lima and I about this recency bias thing.
Oh, well, all right, that's fine.
It's a very guilty response by Ken.
Well,
who knows if I was actually talking about that, but that's a very guilty response. I mean, tweeting me. Good Lord.
I wanted to say a lot there. I'm not going to say a lot.
What do you got to say?
No, I was just thinking about guys taking things out. It was my day, and now we're supposed to start going to start a fight with Ken.
I'm not going to fart a fart with Ken. I'll tell you that.
I'm not doing it. Not going there. Not doing
that's
that.
It's too on brand for two there's, big there's fellas.
A, not doing it.
Yeah, not going
to
do it.
This is supposed to be a happy thing. Browns fans are supposed to be happy right now.
Just start a fight.
The bad part about this is it feels like if you're starting a Shador conversation, it's done solely the name of Shador, and it's not. Like, if you're a Browns fan out there, you should be thrilled at the idea that you're going to be able to watch him play. He's going to have an opportunity.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To actually showcase what he can do. Like, this can be a good thing for all Browns fans moving forward.
As a man who likes chaos, I feel like...
As evidenced by the Ken Carman tweet.
I feel like... I didn't tweet that. He tweeted it. I just brought it up.
Jeez.
And then you wanted to... Pew, 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 pew. I didn't.
I didn't say a thing.
I just wanted to say to Ken... who knows?
I actually do like it spicy.
But specific to the Shador thing,
our producer could clip something and take it wildly out of context and go and continue the conversation.
I thought you said this wasn't the Shaday.
It's always the Shaday.
He says with a smile.
It's always the Shaday.
All right, so specific to this.
And that is a Mitch be better at your job line is what that is.
As Switzerland, there's really no losing here for me. Because if Shador plays poorly... It's gonna be a fun week next week. If Shador plays really well, I mean, I'm getting chaos whichever way I want it here.
Yes, you are. Are you happy with that?
I'm a little happy with
that.
That's
why I said, like, Browns fans shouldn't celebrate. If Shador Sanders stinks, that's not good for Browns fans. We want him to be awesome. Like, we want him to be good. Like, that's the whole thing that gets, I think, so misconstrued between Browns fans that are also Shador Sanders fans is that's what's good for Shador is also good for the Browns. Him having these opportunities and being a showcase and the Browns being flexible enough to be giving him these opportunities, these are all good things. At the end of the day, they're all good things for the Browns.
There's a big part of me that just wants Shador to ball out on Friday just because it will destroy the biggest gripe I've had with the Browns, which is part of their tamping down the excitement in the Shahive, as it were, was to say that Shador is not ready. Like he's not pro ready, and I would enjoy a little bit of the pushback that happens if Shador balls out on Friday. Again, chaos. That's all I want.
Well, and so that's where I think the Browns are in an interesting spot. If Shador's awesome, it's going to do nothing to temper the fan base, and they won't be able to tell us Shador's great on Wednesday and Friday, that Dylan Gabriel's leaps and bounds ahead and everything else that they've been trying to do. They just won't be able to get away with it because we just won't believe it, even if we don't believe it already. But if Shador stinks, then the conversation around Shador just kind of fades to the background for a very, very little stretch here.
All right, you pick the caller because it's your Shaday.
Big Sherm.
Oh, Big Sherm in Chagrin Falls. What's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, Big Sherm?
I think my partner's doing quite well right now.
Nick, I got to go and protect my boy. I mean, if it was about food and your favorite BLT and there's no mayo, you know, I'd go with you. But, I mean, I'm with Jonathan here. I mean, you got to play him. What sense does it make to play Huntley? You might as well bring Watson off the IR and let him have some reps. I mean, come
Please,
on.
Please, no. I don't want that kind of chaos.
I don't want that either, but chaos is great. It's a win-win, Nick. I'll give you that. Let him play. You got to learn. But Jonathan's right. Any reps that Huntley takes is just silly. He's there as a taxi squad guy in case something happens that you have a QB to go under center in the game. That's it. So when it comes to the buffet and the food, Nick, I'm aces with you. Jonathan, I got your back here. So you boys have a good day.
Thank you, Big Sherm.
He really likes when we have Shabiases.
Yeah.
Because I'm biased to
no, but I mean he is right though, and that's part of the point that I've been stressing the entire time. Huntley taking snaps, every snap that he takes is just a wasted snap in many regards for the quarterback competition because he's not going to be here 3 weeks from now. Shador Sanders getting the reps, getting the opportunities is very valuable. I'm happy the Browns the light came on for him and they understood what they had to do here.
All right, Mike or Bill, you choose.
Mike.
Mike in Parma, welcome to the show.
And I feel bad about Bill.
Sorry, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. I don't feel bad about Bill. That's okay.
what you
I
got?
Appreciate it, guys. Well, I just wanted to say, you know, as far as being a Cleveland Browns fan, this isn't the first time we're going over a quarterback battle in preseason. So, with that being said, we don't know who the quarterbacks are until they play. I think, personally, in a real game, preseason means nothing. There's a lot of stars when we did Hard Knocks that showed up in preseason. They didn't even make the final roster. So, yes, it's a little bit different being a quarterback, but until they see the actual game speed of a full first-team roster in an actual game, I don't think we could really say, hey, Shador or Dylan or the other guys are actually fit for quarterback one until they actually have the actual game speed under their belts for a couple games.
Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Very callous towards Bill, but I understood it.
I'm dying to hear what Bill has to say. Can Bill do it in under 30 seconds?
Bill?
We mean the call, Bill.
Mostly the call. Bill, in Garfield Heights, what you got for us?
Yeah, tell Mike he can stick it. Yeah, anyways, I agree with you, Nick. You know, I think he might just not know the playbook yet. So I Googled it, and it's like, what's the average playbook for an NFL team? And it's like, it could be like 1,000 plays. So it said on average, you pick between 70 and 100 pass plays per game and like 25 to 30 run games per game. So, and then I'm thinking, it's like, I remember when, we got Tim Couch and they interviewed him. He said, like, they ran like 5 or 12 plays in Kentucky. And then they threw this Bible down in front of him and they're like, memorize it. And it was like, man, if they did that to me, I'd be like, call me next year. You know, it'd take me about a year to process that. So maybe they're just waiting till he knows his stuff, like you said. I mean, you got guys in motion. You, as a quarterback, you kind of got to know what every guy's doing. Your linemen, you know, you see quarterbacks pointing all the time. Hey, get in closer to the back. You know, he's in the wrong spot. I mean, there's a lot of crap to process. I just think he might just need a little more time, and they're saving him.
Yeah, but there's, Bill, there's nothing better.
The Bills,
There's nothing better than being able to do it in live reps and these opportunities when there's zero at stake. There's zero at stake.
Down the playbook.
But there's zero at stake here. That's the difference. There is absolutely no problem.
No, we appreciate you, buddy. We got a boogie, okay?
Sorry, bud. All right. We did say 30 seconds.
The only thing I would say is there is a bit of cake and eat it, too, of saying there's zero stakes. And that's not going to stop you if on Friday he plays really well from coming in Monday and being like, I told you. Right? Like, there is like a little bit here of like, well, it's zero stakes. These games don't really matter. That's not going to stop people from overreacting one way or another on Monday.
Well, no. The zero stakes part of it is in the discussion of whether or not the Browns can put him out there if he's not ready. And by the way, the Browns putting him out there signals that they think he can do this to some degree. So if he does play well, I think if anything, it would just show us that the past week and a half and what the Browns were saying, maybe they finally got there before he got on the field, but they were wrong.
216-474-0092. What do you want to see from Shador? His reports say, Tom Pelissero now joining in as well, that Shador will start against the Panthers and their ones on Friday. That and the difference between Shador and Joe Burrow in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.